You're listening to Week 6 of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. We're going to hear from the head coach, Mo Sutton, to tell us a little bit about last week's game against Memorial, one of the better teams you'll find in the area. And the Tigers look like they're primed for a deep postseason run, put on a 45-8 clinic last Friday against Harrison. But the Warriors are turning the page. They're getting ready for tonight's bout up in Lincoln against Vincennes. But piggybacking off of last week, Jalen Sutton, the senior, has a lot of momentum going into the homecoming game for Vincennes, because Jalen Sutton averaged more than 9 yards per carry on 10 tries against Memorial. We're going to hear from the senior on this program as well. It's all brought to you by our sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dyke Brothers Construction. We'll take a step aside, hear from the head coach, Mo Sutton, on the other side, right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 6 of the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate your time.
Happy to be here.
You know, Coach, at this point last week we were talking about getting ready for the Memorial game, and Memorial is maybe the best team in the area. And you guys lose to, again, a really, really talented team. But you showed a little something in that first quarter. End of the first quarter, you guys are down 7-0. What was going right, and then ultimately what went wrong in the second quarter to shift the game away?
You know, we played well for one quarter, you know, but football, unfortunately, well, fortunately, football played four quarters. Played well one quarter, and we moved the ball well. We stopped them on defense. So we played a good quarter. We just couldn't sustain it, and it came down to, you know, just discipline and making plays, and we didn't. So, and they did. And, I mean, the clock, as I always say, the clock just keeps on running. And our kids got to understand, when you mess up, you got to come back and play the next play, and you can't live on your mistake. You got to make up for it the next opportunity you get.
But there were a couple of positives, more than a couple of positives, not just from that first quarter, but from the game itself. And you know, Jalen Sutton, as a senior, going for 10 carries and more than 90 yards. I'd imagine one of those positives, he breaks free for nearly 60 yards on one of those 10 carries. So what was he doing that stuck out to you?
Well, you know, I mean, he's a four-year guy for us. I mean, they played a little bit for us on varsity level as a freshman. So he's a program kid. He just wants to make plays. And sometimes one desire to make big plays, he skips some of the little stuff from time to time. But, you know, he's a kid, and, you know, he bounces back each week and comes back and gives us his best, and that's all we can ask.
Again, we're here on WREF Week 6 of the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. And, of course, a big game coming up tonight against Vincennes. We'll talk about that later on in the program. Before we go forward, we go backward and talk about the Memorial game. But then again, Coach, Memorial, like I said, one of the better teams you'll find in the area. Another one of those really strong teams, Castle, and you guys played them in back-to-back weeks. What did the last 2 weeks, not just last Friday, but the last 2 weeks as a whole, show you or teach you about your program?
Well, one of the things, I mean, I've known since I've been here is that, you know, with some of the other what we call traditional powerhouses in the SIAC, you know, experience is key for those guys. And, you know, and you can see it in my program, a lot of my kids have not had a lot of football experience. I mean, due to lack of youth league. And, again, we're starting that up here again on the east side, and that's been somewhat a thorn in our side. And, you know, we've been able to make strides, but not enough strides to make a huge difference on the scoreboard or the win-loss column. But, you know, the more experience you get with your kids playing football, the more they're taught the fundamentals and techniques needed to be successful in football. So in a few years, Harrison will be back. I mean, the transition to coming back and just having structure in the program has been huge for us. You can see the numbers have improved, but again, we're getting a lot of kids with no experience. So we're kind of behind the eight ball, and, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do, and that's teaching kids and pushing them to be the best they can be.
The blueprint is there for Harrison football. Week 6 of the Harrison football show, getting ready for a big game tonight against Vincennes. Mo Sutton, the head coach here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're back in a moment here on The Ref. Back here on week 6 of the Harrison football show with Jay Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, Jay, really appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, you're coming off of an extremely productive performance on the ground. And, yes, a loss to Memorial, but that's against one of the better teams you'll find not only in the area but in the state. You go for more than 90 yards on 10 carries. Take me through what you were doing right and what went well to get to that number.
Okay, so the whole week my coach, Tony Bass, he's a defense coordinator, but he's a good running back. When he was playing high school ball, and he just told me to just get downhill as fast as possible. And me being a linebacker, I know that running the ball, if you see a big guy like me, you don't want to tackle him every time because he's going full speed. So he just told me to get to 100% as quick as possible, and that's what I did. Kept my feet moving when more than one person got on me, and just pushing through.
And you've had an extremely productive season this year, and of course, like you said, playing linebacker as well. There's been a lot of weight on your shoulders. How have you managed that on and off the field?
Well, since I was younger, I played like with a higher age group because I had an older brother, so I always played up. So it's not been too big of a struggle because I know that with what I bring to the table in sports, a lot of people can do that, and I was just blessed with a lot of athletic ability, so I want to use as much as possible as often as I can.
It's an interesting season, right, because we were just talking to Coach Sutton, and we've been talking to him about this all season long, the transition in the tide and the feel around Harrison football with Coach Sutton trying to invest a little bit more in the younger ranks of the community and trying to get some more talent in here. Of course, you're an extremely talented player. What's it been like for you playing for Uncle Mo and seeing him trying to turn this program around?
It's been great. There's been a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but it's just I had a love for the game. I still have it, but just what he teaches you as a young man or as getting older, and then you look at the seniors that were here when you was here as a younger student, and you see how they living and what they learn from. Just being around good people and the good coaches, I know I'm in good hands, so I just go with the flow and do whatever they say.
Jalen Sutton, the senior, and it's pretty crazy to say that out loud, right? Senior, because it feels like just yesterday you were bursting on the scene here and there as a freshman, and that's the thing, right, is that you're a four-year guy in this program. So what has this program really done for you? I guess the main question would be, what's the difference between Jalen Sutton today and Jalen Sutton when we first saw him in varsity football?
This program has done a lot. The school has done a lot. I know when I was younger, freshman, I wasn't too focused on school, but my teachers, like everybody that's around me, wanted to see me succeed. So just being around, like I said earlier, being around good people, it just brings you a lot of positive energy, and that's how I got focused on schoolwork, got that done, and just like, I don't know, just, I just like being surrounded by good people, and I know what they want to do. I know what they want. Excuse me. I know what I want to do in the future, and I know they want me to see me succeed. That's all.
Oh, certainly. And again, Jalen Sutton, the senior for Harrison football here on WREF. And now the Warriors, they're turning their attention to tonight's game, and that is against Vincennes on the road. So you got that hour-long bus ride. But let's talk about the X's and O's of it. What do you have to do in your 111th to get a win and get the first win of the season on the road against Vincennes in their homecoming game?
We have to be disciplined, coachable. Mistakes are going to happen, but we just got to train our bodies to knock out all the negative energy, even though we have a losing season. So we just got to be prepared, be ready to grind and fight hard all four quarters.
Jalen Sutton is here on WREF. So happy to have him and so excited to see what you do in the next four quarters tonight against Vincennes. Hey, Jalen, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the success you've already had this year, but also good luck going forward because I know you have a lot more football left in you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. We take a step aside. Mo Sutton will tell us a little bit more about the Alices on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop on the Harrison Football Show with the head coach Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, getting ready for tonight's matchup against Vincennes. Coach, really appreciate the time. All right, so against the Alices, what's the game plan? What does it take to get win number one of the season?
Well, I mean, I think Vincennes traditionally from our side is they've been a hard-nosed team. I mean, they've had a couple exceptional athletes on their side, and know they've had hard-working kids across the board for them. So that's one thing that we're going to have to match this week. So getting our kids up and ready to play, it'll be Vincennes' homecoming. It's a huge deal for them. You know, homecoming is always special for the home team. So, you know, it's an uphill battle for the visitors. So, you know, we've got to come and bring it.
I feel like athletics at any level, but certainly football in high school, it is a lot about routine. The practice schedule, the game day rituals, and the game day ramp up to actual kickoff, and doing the road trip up to Vincennes, I'd imagine that definitely changes the routine and the habitual nature of your players, your roster, and your coaching staff. What does the hour-long trek up to Vincennes do for you guys on game day tonight?
Well, I think that it rains us in a little bit earlier than normal because, you know, if we have a home game, it's a long time between, you know, being here, team meal, and kickoff here this week against Vincennes. It's, you know, we'll eat team meal, get on the bus, and get ready for the game. So the mental preparation, I think we got to lock in a little earlier, so that may be to our advantage and going to Vincennes.
Now, you mentioned the Alices are a hard-nosed football team, and you're not the only coach who's given me that scouting report on Vincennes, but from an X's and O's standpoint, what do they show you on tape?
Well, I mean, they did have a change at quarterback here recently, but, you know, they still can run the football pretty well. Defensively, they're solid. So we'll just have to make plays on both sides of the ball to win this game.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football here on WREF Week 6, going up against Vincennes tonight up in Lincoln, and a big game for both teams because the Alices are trying to get their third win of the year back to .500, and the Warriors trying to get their first dub of the season, and we got 4 weeks left in the regular season, which is just crazy in its own right, Coach, to say that out loud, that we are beyond the halfway point of the season. Just nuts. All right, so, Coach, obviously you're trying to get the win, but what do you want to show Vincennes and the rest of the SIAC tonight about Harrison football that maybe we haven't already seen in the first 55% of the season?
Well, we got to put a whole game together. I mean, there's been games where we've been very productive on offense, not as productive on defense, and then defensively, we've been very productive, and then we've not been able to put any points on the board. So, from an offensive stand, so we got to put it all together and put it all on the line tonight. You know, against Vincennes, and you know, the outcome will be what it is. But I think that if we do those things, we'll be a winner.
That's Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football on Week 6 of the Harrison Football Show. Coach, good luck tonight against Vincennes.
All right, thank you so much.
You got it. You've been listening to Week 6 of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.